Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last hadith under the chapter of the virtues of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the virtues of making shukr. Praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying alhamdulillah, making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a simple way, easy way is what we normally read when we are eating. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. O Allah, to you be all praise. Alhamd means all praise. So we know, even when we're reading Surah Fatiha, we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. That Alif Lam that's there signifies all praise. Alhamdu. That all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, the Rabb of the worlds. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One question that comes to the mind, that sometimes other people are praised. Somebody has done something, has accomplished something, he gets praised. Or something is praised, some item is praised, some fruit may be praised, very sweet, we praise that fruit. So how come here this beginning of Surah Fatiha is saying that all praise is for Allah, and here we are praising something else. Ulama explain that the praise that we give something else is only because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, the quality that Allah has given to that thing. For example, those grapes are very tasty. We praise the grapes, they're very sweet. Who made that grape sweet? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the praise is actually going to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody paints a very beautiful picture and we praise. Say it's a picture of some mountain and some river. It's a very beautiful scene. So we praise the artwork, we're actually praising the painter of the artwork. So like that, anything that is praised, if you look at it, who is the haqiqi creator of it? The haqiqi mun'im, the person that has really given those qualities, given those favors, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we look at, anything that deserves to be praised, if we look at who created it, who made it, what was behind it, is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this last hadith is going to do a simple thing like praising Allah ta'ala, being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of eating. Now here also, if we ponder for a little while, today is Friday, most of us may end up eating biryani, for example, after Jummah Salah. Now just look at that one dish in front of us. That rice that is there may have come from Bangladesh. Behind that rice, before it came, somebody would have to till the soil, and then it would have been planted, and then watered, and then taken care of, and then harvested, and then packed, and then exported, and then it comes before us, and it's cooked. And after it's cooked, then what happens? It's presented to us. And there's so many different systems of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that had to be in place before that one plate of rice came in front of us. Then you look at the spices that are there. The spices may come from some part of India. That meat that was there, some animal that was grown, Allah Ta'ala had taken care of that animal. Allah Ta'ala had grown that animal to a certain age. That animal that was slaughtered, somebody had to take care, look after it. That animal was slaughtered and then sliced and went to the butcher, and then we purchased it from the butcher. And then how the meat comes into that platter of ours, or that plate of ours. And then you look, the potato, somewhere else, some other country it may have came from, or it may have come locally. You look at the potato, then you look at every item that's found in that biryani that you can think of. It's one, just one dish. How many different systems Allah Ta'ala put in place before you can enjoy it? And how easily we just enjoy it and we just eat it. Not thinking how much of systems Allah has created in the world before that beautiful platter or plate of food can come in front of us. So therefore, upon that we thank Allah Ta'ala, that Allah, so many systems you put in place. Thereafter you've given us a mother or you've given us a wife that would have cooked the food and taken all that effort and presented it. This is also from your side. If you didn't do that, it would be so difficult for us. We probably have to go to some shop and buy some food. But yeah, Allah Ta'ala, you're giving us this food. So many different things a person thinks about before he can even take one morsel of food. He can put one morsel of food in his mouth. How much of Allah Ta'ala's favors he's enjoying just by eating one plate of food or one morsel of food. How many favors of Allah Ta'ala he's enjoying. Now this is just one example of a plate of food like that. If you look around us, there's countless and countless of ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala is giving us. Look at this masjid we are in, just one example. Allah Ta'ala is providing oxygen for free. If there was no oxygen here, they would have needed some oxygen tanks would have to be in the masjid, continuously refilled, and each person needs to have one mask on him so that he can get oxygen. See, Allah Ta'ala is providing the oxygen free of charge, free refilling. No such thing as refilling the tank. There was one person that Allah, he passed to him, Allah Ta'ala granted him Jannatul Firdaus. But he used to actually come with a mobile oxygen to the masjid. He didn't want to miss Salah. So he used to carry that bag of his And he had, I think, once we went to visit him at home, he had an oxygen machine there, and with that he had a long cord that allowed him to move around his house, but continuously he needed the oxygen on his face. So do we need those kind of things? Allah Ta'ala is giving to us free of charge, without any cord that we need to tie to some machine to move around. This is also the favor of Allah Ta'ala. Did we ever thank Allah Ta'ala for the oxygen that he had given us? So many things. One person, somebody had gifted him one topi. He went for Umrah, they came back, they brought one topi and they gave him. So he thanked that person profusely. You gave me a topi, you brought, Jazakallah, I'm so grateful. So that person asked him one thing. He said, you thanked me so many times for this topi. Did you ever thank Allah Ta'ala for the head that he gave you so that you can put the topi on? That head also that Allah Ta'ala has given us is such a great ni'mat. Eyes, ears, everything. So anyway, this is what this chapter is that we did. He's finishing up on. He's showing us that thank Allah Ta'ala for everything, single thing. And Allah loves when a person appreciates, recognizes him and thanks him. This last hadith on this chapter, and Anas radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَرْضَى عَنِ الْعَبْدِ يَأْكُلُ الْأَكْلَةَ فَيَحْمَدُهُ عَلَيْهَا وَيَشْرَبُ الشَّرْبَةَ فَيَحْمَدُهُ عَلَيْهَا. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah is pleased, Allah is happy with a servant, with a person. Allah is happy with him who eats a morsel of food and he praises him. So he's not just eating food and negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's eating and he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I explained, very easy way is whilst eating, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Make praising Allah ta'ala. The next part of the hadith says, Allah is pleased with a person who takes a sip of a drink and he praises him for it. Whatever drink a person is taking, water, some juice, whatever he's drinking, person is, so long as halal, person is drinking it and he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gets very, very happy with the person. Now look at this. This person is enjoying the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. But upon enjoying the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, he's praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is getting happy with him while he himself is enjoying. So it doesn't mean that we can't be enjoying. Hazrat Mullah Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayh used to say, it doesn't mean that we can't enjoy the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. We can enjoy the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala so long as we use it correctly and so long as we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. We show appreciation, we use it correctly. There's no harm. This hadith is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets very happy with a person. So one thing also for us to realize is millions of Allah ta'ala's creations are utilized for every morsel. I gave an example of that one plate of food. And even after that is consumed, now it doesn't finish. Once we ate that plate of biryani, look at the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't get stuck in the system. Allah ta'ala has created a digestive system within a person. That whole digestive system is so complicated, many of us don't understand how it even works. But Allah Ta'ala made it such that the good is absorbed into the blood. The nutrients are absorbed. What a person needs is absorbed. What a person doesn't need is excreted. Now who is doing all this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that just got to do with one plate of food. Like that, even whilst we are sleeping and we got no idea what's happening, Allah Ta'ala is causing all these things to function continuously. What we are taking, what we are eating, what the body needs, what the body doesn't need. The body now, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that it creates and replenishes those things that are deficient in the body by us eating. And the person eats the right types of food and he gets the right type of nutrition. So many, many, many things happen just by a person simply eating. But what we need to do is continuously thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This topic about eating is something that is very important. We should eat the right things, eat in the right quantities, eat in the right amounts, eat in the right proportions. Follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is great hikmat. But the lesson for the sabak for today, under this chapter, is when we are eating also, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a great bounty from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before you find when a person is walking out of the toilet, even praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ghufranak. We'll explain that some other time, why a person is asking Allah ta'ala for forgiveness by saying ghufranak. And then after, what he says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi azhaba anni hadha wa afani. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has removed this dirt from my body, removed that filth. Allah ta'ala caused a person to be constipated. Allah ta'ala stopped his urine from coming out. What difficulty he would have gone through. So even after coming out of the toilet, the person is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues. Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.